there'll be a funeral here at 10 o'clock, so we have to be finished by 9:30. So I'll just give you more or less a few points of meditation, and afterwards we can say our prayer in the Adoration Chapel. I'd like to begin by starting off by quoting a phrase from Lumen Gentium. I think this is a good time to make a little examination of conscience. All right? I'll start with this phrase here, and it says, "The bond which men to the church, the bonds which bind men to the church in a visible way are profession of faith, the sacraments, an ecclesiastical government, and communion. He is not saved, however, who through part of the body of the church does not persevere in charity. He remains indeed in the bosom of the church, but as it were, only in a bodily manner, and not in his heart. All the church's children should remember that their exalted status is to be attributed not to their own merits, but to the special grace of Christ. If they fail, moreover, to respond to that grace in thought, word, and deed, not only shall they not be saved, but they will be more severely judged." Ooh, sounds scary, and it is. We should never fear the Lord. The Lord is good. God is love. This is the foundation of our whole spiritual life. God loves me. God died for me. But we should remember this as the church is telling us. We have to remember that it's not good enough to be in the church alone to be saved. Right? I need to bring forth works of charity. I need this. It's important. I can't just be, all talk and no action. I have to work. I have to work out my salvation in doing good deeds. To help you with this meditation, I don't know if you have a Bible, but in the chapel there, there's a lot of Bibles. You can grab one. And I think this is a very good meditation to see if I'm truly growing in love. 1 Corinthians gives us a little examination of conscience here, and it says, when it speaks about the way of love, it says, "I will show you a still more excellent way. If I speak in human and angelic tongues, but do not have love, I am a resounding gong or a clashing cymbal. And if I have the gifts of prophecy and comprehend all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have all faith so as to move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away everything I own, and if I hand my body over so I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. Love is not pompous. It is not inflated. It is not rude. It does not seek its own interests. It is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never fails." A good way to make an examination of conscience to see how close you are to true love is the following. We're going to do it this way. You've just heard Scripture. Now, God is love. So if we replace the word love with God or Jesus, it'll go like this. Jesus is patient. Jesus is kind. Jesus is not jealous. Jesus is not pompous. Jesus is not inflated. Jesus is not rude, etc., etc., etc. It flows perfectly. Love, God, flows perfectly. If we put Mary's name in there, it'll flow perfectly as well, no? Mary is patient. Mary is kind. Mary is not jealous, etc., etc., etc. Now, here's the examination of conscience. You're going to put your name in there. And you're going to see the difference now. I mean, this is a very good little exercise. When we see Jesus' name in there, everything flows smoothly. We put Mary's name in there. Everything flows smoothly. Now, how do I compare to love? The Scripture is like a mirror. And when I do this exercise, it's very good because it really shows you exactly where you stand according to love. There's no deceit. I can't think of, well, I'm better than I really am. When I put my name here and I make an honest examination before the Lord, who is truth, who is love, I see myself reflecting this. We're going to do this. I will put my name there so as not to embarrass anyone. Let's do this. Father Henry is patient. You know, this is not all negative, because some things you can say, yeah, this is pretty good. My conscience is okay. I'm doing okay there. And some things not so. Father Henry is patient. Father Henry is kind. Father Henry is not jealous. Father Henry is not pompous. Father Henry is not inflated. Father Henry is not rude. Father Henry does not seek his own interests. Father Henry is not quick-tempered, etc., etc., etc. Now, when I read this, I know exactly where I have to start working. And this is what I truly invite you all to do in this little short time that we have, is to try to take this passage, put your name there, put yourself in the presence of the Lord, and make a little examination of conscience. Now, I don't want you to depress yourself afterwards. Now, after you do this, and you kind of go, wow, I need to do a little bit of work on myself. St. Ignatius, in his spiritual exercises, he has a meditation here that is called Contemplation to Attain Divine Love. And after you do this, and you spend a little time in examination of conscience, you can start to do what St. Ignatius tells us to do here. First, he tells us to put ourselves into the presence of God. How does God see me as I am right now? Also, how does God see me after my death with Him forever in heaven? You see, God sees us in like two ways. He sees us as we are and as we will be. And so you don't fall into despair, all right? You have to try to think about how you will be afterwards. But in order to get that way, he gives us a little exercise, and he says this: ask for what I desire. Here it will be to ask for a deep knowledge of the many blessings I have received, that I may be filled with gratitude for them, and in all things love and serve the Divine Majesty. The first point is to call to mind the benefits that I have received from creation, everything that God has given me through creation, through redemption, God's gift of Himself on the cross, the forgiveness of my sins, a life incorporated with sanctifying grace, etc., and the particular gifts that I have received. I will ponder with great affection how much God our Lord has done for me, and how many of His graces He has given me. I will likewise consider how much the same Lord wishes to give Himself to me insofar as He can, according to His divine decrees. I will then reflect within myself and consider that I, for my part, with great reason and justice, should offer and give to His divine majesty all that I possess, and myself with it, as one who makes an offering with deep affection, saying, take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will, all that I have and possess. Thou hast given all to me. To Thee, O Lord, I return it. All is Thine. Dispose it according to Thy will. Give me Thy love and Thy grace, for this is enough for me.